October 9th, 2018, 1200 hours.
Sister Julia, I remember last saw her what, a month ago or so.
When she got out of jail, and then that was it.
But okay. Lives at the property that they're holding.
I live. Well, me and him and her live in the property.
Star, sister, so sister, aunt, brother. Star last saw her 3 days ago, and I got a statement from Star.
So okay, so we just need to get brother.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then Karina, I would like to get your mom's.
She's on her way, anyway.
Oh, she's
on her way.
Four hours, though?
Yeah, she's 4 hours.
She just said she got off from Mexico.
She just said she got off the phone with the detective.
Yeah, they're driving.
Oh, they called already?
Well, my thing is, if she wants to talk to you,
they probably want to support.
I mean, that's her family.
Yeah, she's pretty out of it.
I'd like to talk to them just to kind of put their minds at ease.
Is that Robert?
No.
So Miguel and who else?
They do have a lot of questions that they were hoping you guys could answer about the scene and stuff, but...
So you all live down the street here?
Well, we live on the property that you guys think she lives at, but she doesn't live there.
I don't know where she lives, so that's why I was asking.
Okay, well, the house that I'm just letting him know. God. Because... we were told that somebody's saying that she lives there. I understand that you guys have been called there for her and whatever, whatnot. She has maybe gave that address out, but she doesn't live there. She hasn't been there. And he told me, well, I could say that, but you guys need your guys' proof. And I understand that, but I'm just letting you know, and I'm giving you my honest truth.
Yeah.
And like you guys, like he told me though, we can't take your word for it because people do say that.
I don't work this area, so I'm not familiar with her or the house that you're talking about.
Oh, well, it's right around the corner.
Okay.
So.
Star, can I talk to you? So I know they've already talked to you.
Miguel?
Yeah. Okay. You mind?
Yeah.
Well. So come over. Right here, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Do you have an idea on your Miguel? They call you from work?
Well, yeah.
You still right there, American Tire Depot?
Yep. And Miguel, do you have a cell phone number? 805.
Uh-huh. None, okay. And you're working at American Tire Depot. Which one?
Granada Hills.
Granada Hills? What street's that one on? Oh, there it is. 18173 Chatsworth. Okay, there you go. Thank you for that. And Miguel, I understand you're Karina's brother?
Yep.
How old? Who's older? Her or you?
She is.
She is? Okay. Is it Karina or Corina?
C.
Oh. C.
R-R-I-N-A. All
right, so when's the last time you saw Karina?
Maybe a month ago.
A month ago? And is she living with you guys on Collins?
No.
When's the last time you saw her at that address?
That was the last time I seen her. She
a month ago?
She came to make food and leave.
And when you say make food, what do you mean?
She just came just to make food.
For herself or for the family?
For herself.
For herself, okay. And who lives there at Collins?
My mother, my brother, her kids, my brother's kids.
Oh, Karina's kids also?
Yeah.
How old are they?
16, 15, 10, and 9.
So she has 4 kids there?
Yeah.
What's the 16-year-old's name?
Destiny.
Destiny. Last name? And are they?
No.
No? What about the 15? And the 10-year-old? And the 9-year-old. All right, so them four, and I'm sorry, you said your mom?
Yeah.
Your dad?
No.
No. So your mom, your sister, you said? What sister?
I didn't say sister.
Oh, she doesn't live there?
No.
I thought she said she lived
there,
too.
No, we live in the back house.
Okay, so in your house?
My personal house?
Yeah.
Me, my sister, and my girlfriend, and my sister's boyfriend.
Okay, so you, your sister, your girlfriend, and who else?
My sister's boyfriend.
That sister that lives with you?
Yeah.
All right, so you four are in the back house or front house?
Back house.
And you guys use the same address?
Yeah. Well, I do, just to get my mail and ship there, and my address.
Okay. Is it physically the same address, or is it?
No, it's two different addresses.
Two different addresses. Okay, so what's your address in the back?
East Collins.
Is it the same property though, just divided in different areas? Okay, so your driveway is the same as the front house. Okay, so that's your house. And then the front house, I'm sorry, you say your mom, your sister's kids?
My brother's kids and brother.
What brother?
Fernando.
And his kids?
Their ages or their names?
Yeah. About?
15, 10, 13.
And the name of the 15-year-old? And what's her last name?
I believe so, yes.
And the 10-year-old? So he's a junior, right?
No.
No? Because your brother's name is Fernando also.
Yeah, but they don't have the full same name.
Okay, I got you. And then the 13-year-old? All right, so I got your sister's kids, Fernando, his kids, your mom, and your sister at the front house?
No sister.
No sister, I'm sorry. That's with you in the back house. Okay, so is that it for the front house?
Yeah.
Okay. And you last saw Karina about a month ago. She went to go make food at the house. Did she go to your house or your mom's house?
My mom's house.
Okay. And when did you see her? Like, do you remember what day?
No, I can't give you an exact date.
Just about a month.
Yeah.
Okay. How long was she there?
Maybe 15 minutes.
So just in and out to make food?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you talk to her then?
I gave her a card for a job, but I don't know if she ever took it.
And when you say a card, what do you mean?
Like a, just a business card.
Okay.
With a job.
What was it to you?
For soldering.
Soldering? Oh, she knows how to solder?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for her. You don't know if she took it or not?
Hmm?
You don't know if she took the job or not?
I doubt it.
Were they looking for somebody, or you knew somebody who
no,
was...
I... Well, where I work, we always have the people, and they were looking for people.
Okay, I got so, you. At the tire shop?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they were... I asked them what they needed, and my sister's certified to do it, so... Mm-hmm. Got their number down and I gave it to my sister.
Okay. And then other than that, did you speak to her about anything else?
Until I got off the streets. Mm-hmm. Other than that, no.
Now, what do you mean by get off the streets?
Just to get off the streets. Stop doing drugs. Clean herself up. Because she just had got out of prison or jail, one of the two, prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was supposed to go to a home, but she didn't.
How long before that?
When?
When you saw her. How long before that did she get out of jail? Or did
maybe.
You say prison or jail?
One of the two. I don't know which exactly.
So she was incarcerated?
Yeah, she was incarcerated. Maybe like 2 weeks after she got out.
Okay. And what was she arrested for that time? Do you remember?
I believe it was assaulting an officer.
Okay.
An officer or something like that.
So you're talking to her, you're telling her to get off the streets. Is she homeless? Is that what you mean by get off
yeah.
the streets? Or just mean out
no,
hanging out in the street?
She's homeless.
Homeless, okay. So you're telling her to get off the streets, stop doing drugs.
Yeah,
and
better herself.
And get your... Better yourself. What was her response to that?
She just looked at me and walked away.
Didn't say anything? Okay. And then nothing else was said by her? Did she go back to your mom's house or she actually left?
After that, I don't know. I left.
Oh, you left. Okay. And then you haven't seen her since.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything about her recently? Since then? Any idea where she's staying?
Nope.
Before that month, when's the time you saw her before that?
I can't give you an answer to that one.
I mean, do you think it was months, years?
Maybe like 7-8 months.
7-8 months. Okay, so it's been a while that you haven't seen her. When you saw her a month ago, what did she look like? I mean, how was she? You know your sister, you know.
Bad.
Bad?
She already started using after she got out.
What is she into? Because I don't know her.
I honestly don't know what she's into. I don't really care to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to know. I just know that she does shit she's not supposed to.
And when you say shit, do you mean drugs?
Drugs
is that what you're
yeah.
referring to? Okay. Is she known to be a drug user?
Yeah.
How long has she been using?
As long as I've known my own sister.
And how old is she now?
37?
37.
Something like that.
When's the last time you remember her being like sober or not using drugs?
Maybe when I was in middle school.
Middle school. And you're how old now?
20.
20?
I graduated 2016.
Okay, so... That puts you about what age? 14? 15?
Yeah.
So about 6, 8 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Did she use before that, or that's when she started?
No, well, she's always used. She just didn't use as much.
Okay, so ever since you've known her, she's used. But it sounds like she cleaned up a little bit, and then
yeah, she had her points where she cleaned up.
When she went to the house, was she alone, or was she
yeah.
with somebody?
Alone.
Anything else you could tell me about your sister? Has he explained what's going on with her?
Not really.
So, obviously she was involved in an incident here.
Yeah.
It's not life-threatening. You know, she's okay, but she was shot.
Can you tell me
As far as any details, I can't, because it's still an active investigation. I mean, I would love to tell you what I know, but I can't. You know, we're still investigating, because we don't want to... put false news out there to make, you know, either your sister or the officer with something that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And you know how rumors and spreading and social media and all that stuff happen. But she was shot. Not life-threatening. She's going to be okay. And she's at Los Robles Hospital. You know, unfortunately, that's all I can tell you right now. If you have any questions, you could ask me. I'll try to answer it. But, you know, there's a lot of questions that we can't answer right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're still trying to figure that out ourselves. Were you home when you got the news about today?
I was at work.
At work in Granada Hills?
Yep.
Okay. How'd you hear about it?
My girlfriend called me.
Where was she? Was she home?
Yeah, she was home.
What'd she tell you?
She just told me that she came over this morning.
That your sister came over?
Yeah.
Okay.
She came over. She was at the house, my mom's house. She was just yelling. So we figured that she was just using again. So we didn't really pay much attention to it. And then next we know, I guess the police came. Our police came over here or whatever.
To your mom's house?
No. The corner, so.
Okay, so your sister was just at the house and there was yelling.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the cops never went to your house or your mom's house?
Not that I know.
And you weren't home when she got there?
Nope. I was already at work.
Okay. So your girlfriend tells you that she came over, she was yelling, and then what she said after that?
She said that she left, and then that she heard the cops, so she came over here and looked, and I guess eventually they told her it was her.
Did she say how long after she left the cops came?
No.
No? How did she tell you how she found out that it was Karina?
I guess one of the officers had told her.
Okay. All right. So as details emerge, I mean, they'll be coming out. You know, we'll be able to tell you more as we investigate more. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, you know, unfortunately, that's all I could tell you.
Okay.
But she's going to be okay, so I'll just want to reassure that to you. And hopefully she does clean up, dude. I mean, it sounds like, you know, it's...
Can you tell me her charges, at least?
I don't even know. I couldn't tell you. So... At this point, I don't know. But if I'm able to find out and let you know, I'll let you know. Okay? Any questions of me?
No. Pretty much it.
And your mom's in Mexico, I heard? Or she's coming?
Yeah, she's coming from Mexico.
She just lands or
no,
is she driving?
She's driving.
Okay.
She went on her honeymoon.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. And she's still about 4 hours away, they said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Miguel. Well, if you have any more questions, just hit one of us up and, you know, we'll talk to you and let you know. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Miguel. Appreciate it, man.